Then in verse 31, we come now to the last stanza here, and here we see the power of God where He delights His people. And here is the way that it begins. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of man. Now, this is a chorus. All of us can join in this here because we need power in our lives for living today. I think that's probably something that most of us need. It was said of Thomas Aquinas. One day he walked into where the Pope was counting the money of the church. Pope looked up and saw Thomas Aquinas and said to him, "Sir Thomas," said, "no longer can the church say to the impotent man, 'Silver and gold have I none.'" And Thomas Aquinas wheeled and started out, and with not even turning back, he said, "That is right, sir. And no longer can the church say to the impotent man, 'Rise and walk.'" Today we are problem conscious, and we are not power conscious, as someone has said. Now, the early church was conscious of the power of God. I think of the church today, in fact, all Christian works, probably including this broadcast, by the way, many years ago, the Standard Oil Company had a float in the Rose Parade here in Pasadena. And it was one of the first parades I think I saw. And that Standard Oil float was a beautiful float. I never shall forget it. Beautiful American Beauty roses, the like of which I had never seen before. And right in the middle of the parade, why, that Standard Oil Company float ran out of gas and had to be towed. May I say to you, everybody laughed when they heard about it, and of course they did. You know, the last float in that parade that should have run out of gas was a Standard Oil Company float. They should have had gas and had enough of it to make the parade, but somebody had forgotten to fill up the tank, and there they were. And I looked at that poor, helpless float there as it stopped right almost in front of us, and everybody was laughing. I felt sorry because I said, that's a picture of the church. We're beautiful. We've all decorated out with our buildings today and our programs and our service and our propaganda. But there's no power, no power at all. That's what we need today. And I think one of the reasons is we're not praising Him as we should. Verse 32, "Let them exalt Him also in the congregation of the people, and praise Him in the assembly of the elders." We need today to praise God. And praise goes before power, my beloved. It is what puts the gas in the tank. It is that which gets the rocket ready to take off out yonder. And this is the picture that's given to us here. And I conclude this section with verse 43. "Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord." Now, loving kindness, you remember the little girl defined what loving kindness was and the difference between just kindness and loving kindness. She said, if you go in and ask your mama for a piece of bread and butter and she gives it to you, that's kindness. But if she puts jam on it without you asking her, that's loving kindness. My friend, the loving kindness of God is wonderful toward us today. And what a picture, what a glorious picture this is for us.